Good afternoon. I'm Sharon Allseth with WFYI News. There's still not much known about the unexpected resignation of Stephen Libman as president of Carmel's new Center for the Performing Arts. But interim president Frank Basile sent a note to stakeholders acknowledging there are questions and says an employee has a right to privacy. Libman said he resigned for personal reasons. Basile says, as is common when an organization is faced with an unexpected high-level resignation, he started a review of all internal operations and says they have begun the process of finding a new president and CEO. Duke Energy says it earned $441 million in the second quarter, reversing a loss from a year earlier. Duke serves 4 million electric customers in six states, including Indiana. There are several events going on tonight. It's the National Night Out Against Crime. Families are encouraged to turn on their porch lights and get out and meet their neighbors. Anti-crime events are going on throughout the area. City-County Councilman Mike McQuillan will hold a town hall meeting tonight at 6 p.m. to talk about infrastructure issues and any residential concerns. The meeting will be at the Starrett Center on Otis Avenue on the far northeast side. And there will be a free workshop tonight for people who want to learn how to start the process of getting a green card. The U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services will present the seminar. It's at the John Bonner Center at 2236 East 10th Street from 6:30 till 8:30 p.m. WFYI weather. Today is a no-zone action day, and we're under a heat advisory until 8 o'clock tonight. Sunny this afternoon with a high of 97. A chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight and tomorrow. Tomorrow's high near 90. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Allseth.